All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing a local podcast. Good morning. March 24th, 2024. Great day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. A little windy, a little chilly this morning, but it's beautiful. It's not too bad. Big storm came through here yesterday and dumped a ton of rain. It was a washout. I had a bunch of plans yesterday. I was supposed to start taking apart this salon. Not taking it apart. I mean, we've got 5 weeks, right? I'm trying to be better. Right? I'm trying to not repeat bad behavior, which is called procrastinating, and I'm trying to get ahead of it. So my brother was going to come down yesterday. He did come down, in fact, and we were going to start taking some of the things out of here, but the rain was so bad, and he ended up going to have breakfast with my father. Oh, my God. It's always interesting. Love my dad, right? Love my dad. But, man, parents are tough. Parents are tough, especially when you're trying your hardest, right? You're trying your hardest to be humble, right? This step, I went to the meeting last night, and we got into the seventh step. But the humility, right? Humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. There is so much to that, right? And the humility that we have to deal with our parents. Unfortunately, my dad, I love my dad, right? I've talked about my dad. I've been given shit because I talk about my dad so much, right? And but he's a challenge, right? And I am a challenge to him. We're all challenges, right? So it's nothing unique here. But my brother came down, and I called him. I'm like, yeah, I think we should skip today. And we'll do it next week or something. The rain's too bad. There's a desk here that I'm actually sitting at. I'm actually moving my studio to my house. That should be interesting. But I want to take this desk, and we were going to put it in the truck, and it got all covered in rain and stuff. So I'm like, we'll just skip it. We'll try to do it next week. And he goes, that's cool. Me and Pops, we're going to the Spoon, which is my dad's favorite restaurant. It's called the Crystal Cafe, but he calls it the Greasy Spoon. And so he's going, we're going to the Spoon. I go, okay, well, have fun. Enjoy hanging out with Dad, right? And I don't know, an hour later, I get a phone call. Hey, I'm like, what's going on? He goes, call Dad and tell him his garage remote is in the garage and he can shut the garage door. And I go, what's the matter? He goes, he's an asshole, right? He's like, apparently they got into it, right? And so I'm like, oh, boy. And I said, okay, and I've started to try to figure out what happened, right? And he's like, I really just don't want to talk about it. Can you just tell him to close his garage? And I was like, you got it, man. And so he hung up, and I didn't even call my dad, right? I didn't even want to call him because I did not want to get into it. Because this is one of those, unfortunately. And I'm starting to realize this. We watched the State of the Union with Joe Biden, right? And I actually thought he did a decent job, right? Whatever. But he was so angry. And I thought it was because they weren't giving him any pauses on the teleprompter. But people were saying that this is a behavior of when people get old. I don't know if it's dementia, early dementia, right? Whatever it is, but this real anger position. And my dad started getting like that. And it's it takes a lot of humility, right, to have if you have somebody in your life, especially a parent, right, where, you just can't, if you have a relationship with somebody and they're not very nice to you, right, and they're always yelling at you and getting mad and it's like walking through a minefield, we can choose to not be friends with them, right? I'm like, shit, this person's too difficult, right, to be friends with, so I'm just going to leave it, right? I'm leaving that friendship. Hopefully that person will eventually say, wow, man, I'm losing a lot of friends. Maybe I need to take a look at my behavior, right? And that would be humility, right? But when it's your parent, right, my dad's not changing. He is not changing. My dad does not know the word humility. That is not part of his generation. And so he can be a challenge. And it's fine. I've learned to watch how I watch the things I say, right, and how important it is that I'm right or wrong. So I've sort of evolved to be able to handle him, and so has my brother. But apparently not yesterday. And so I didn't even call my dad to pass on the message, right? I didn't even want to get into it. I was doing other stuff. And I said, I'll call him later. And I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen if his garage door is open, right? And so I carried on doing whatever I was doing. And then on my way home, middle of the day, right, I give him a call. I'm like, hey, what? I was like, oh, shit. Right? Oh, my God, what's going on? And I go, well, I was just calling to let you know that Todd said that you can, the garage door was in your, garage door opener was in your garage. And that you you can shut your garage. I already shut my garage. I'm not an idiot. He goes off. I mean, he's fucking yelling at me, yelling about my brother. I'm no idiot. I know how to shut my own garage. I was like, okay. All right. Well, I'm just the messenger, right? I'm just passing on what he said. I don't know what happened. And, he, you know, he's laying into my brother. And he's just so mad, right? He's so, I just think it's because he's gotten old, right? I just think that he, I guess when we get older, we lose that, our humility, right? We lose, you know, where I would say, you know, we disagree, but, you know, he's an asshole, but, you know, we'll talk in an hour, right? We'll get through it. My dad's so furious. It's crazy. So he basically ends up hanging up on me. And I was like, I went in there with full pads and gear on, right? I knew that he was going to do some yelling, and I was in a place. I was like, you know, let him yell, fine. I've always felt like it's good for me to try to let my dad get that out, right? To throw up, right? Get all that nonsense out. And I felt, because I don't like him to, I guess, whether I like it or not, I feel like it's not healthy for him. Whether he thinks that or not, I don't know, but whatever. But I was prepared, right? And so I was being humble in my responses and, you know, trying to take the high road to not instigate more trouble. And he ends up yelling at me. And I go, well, Dad, just, you know, I said, Dad, just relax, right? Relax for the day. I said, just letting you know that you can shut the garage. And he's like, I'm no idiot. I know how to shut the garage. Click. It hung up on me. And I was like, man, wow. So, interesting day yesterday. He was actually supposed to come over for dinner. I had talked to him the day before. I'm like, yeah, we'll cook some dinner. You know, Todd's supposed to be down. I go, well, we'll have it. You know, both of you guys come over. We'll cook something. Didn't have dinner with him. I didn't even call him. I just, you know, it's funny. I don't, I get it, right? He's going to yell at me, and it's fine. You know, our time is limited. I don't know how long my dad will live. I hope, you know, I hope he lives for a long time. But, you know, he's 87. It's at some point, you know, however long we get to live. But, you know, I want those to be the best years for him. But, man, some days, man, he makes it really, really difficult.
Was leaving in the west, it was blue. The children's laughter sang and skipping just like the stones that they threw. Their voices echoed across the wind. This canyon lay it was just another with the sunset and the moonrise not so far behind to give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars and listen to Papa's translations of the stories across the sky to our own. often last too long. When they calm down, nothing ever feels the same. Sheltered under the Kamana tree, waiting for the bad sand rain.
Jack Johnson, Eddie Vedder. Go ahead, guys. That is awesome. It's a great song. Yeah. Anyway, it's, you know, coming into this program, I was a guy who had zero humility, right? That is what I identify, self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. And which means I don't have any God in my life, right? That's how I look at it, right? There are times where my father does not have any humility in his life, right? And I don't know if it's that he doesn't have any God in his life. I just don't know if he ever learned about it, right? There is, and the seventh step is, to me, really that it's a great transition point, right? Because it's easy, like when we, you know, looking at the sixth step, right? Character defects. It's easy, you know, I've talked about this many times, the caricature, right? It's easy to see the obvious things, right? If I looked at my character back in those days, it would be, you know, bottle, drugs, whatever. All of the dark side of life, right, would have been in that caricature picture that I would have had drawn of me, right? And it was easy to sort of go through those things. Like, sure, we shouldn't steal, right? We shouldn't lie. We shouldn't cheat, right? All of these simple things, the gluttony, right? We should be... the obvious things we hopefully can address, right? Especially when I came in, I was ready, right? I had been beaten down and I'd been humiliated. And that was the other thing, you know, I was very familiar with humiliate and humiliated. I was not familiar with humility, and I sort of bunched them all together. And I feel like this step really starts to show the difference between the three, at least that's what I started to pick up. But, you know, coming into this program, I didn't have any of that. And, you know, my dad didn't grow up in a time of that, right? It wasn't about thinking, spirituality. It's weird, right? I don't know why I guess we continue to evolve, right, as humans. Spirituality is a huge thing now. Don't even get me started. I was watching something last night about, you know, spirituality and all these different, you know, people that have written books and all these different things. And, you know, all these guys that are so experts that all they do is quote other people's books. And it's just like, I'm just kind of experiencing it. Right. I didn't really even, you know, when I came into this program, I wasn't aware of any of it. And now that I am, it makes, when I deal with situations with people, whether it's my father or anybody else that don't have it, that doesn't have any humility, it really makes it shine. And so it is, but the thing about my dad is I think his challenge is just getting older, right? And his, you know, he doesn't have as much patience, and he's, you know, he did say something the other day, and I guess I feel like this is part of him getting older, because I feel like he said the other day that he was doing something, and I don't know what it was, but he ended up getting into a confrontation, I guess, with a couple of women. He's like, I think I need to owe him an apology. But that's humility, right? So it's in there somewhere. He does know, and he has, you know, he has said things to me and then called me and said, you know, I hope I didn't upset somebody, you know, I hope I didn't upset Christine or something. And so he does have a little bit of it. I think when he can sit back, take a break, and reflect, I think he can find humility. But in the moment, he doesn't, right? He just goes from 0 to 100, and that's how I used to be, right? And so the whole point is, you know, this is the... You know, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. This is where, to me, you know, the introduction of humility. And when I found out about humility, I was like, wow, that's awesome, right? I was so ready to be better, right? You know, I was ready to heal, right? I was ready to heal the divide. I had divided so far away from everything else. I was ready to become a better son, right? I was ready to become a better employee. I was ready to become a better neighbor. I was ready to become a better friend. I wanted to be better. And when I found out humility was part of it, I was like, let's go and let's drink it up, right? I talked about, you know, I was the guy that would leave the carts in the parking lot. And when I found out, you know, about humility and trying to do the right thing and not being so selfish, you know, instead of taking the cart to the place where you put the carts, I wanted to take it all the way up to the building and put it back. I was ready to be that much better, right? And I was gonna start by doing my better cart work, right? But this thing that they say in this program, you know, staying centered on the beam is important, right? And when I wanted to start taking the cart all the way up to the store, I was also wondering if people were noticing, because in my mind, nobody was humble, right? I was the most humble of the land. Look at me, you idiots, you self-centered assholes. I'm taking the cart all the way up. Not a good space to be, right? That is not centered on the beam. That is hanging off the beam. And I would slowly start to learn about that. But, you know, this is, you know, and this is where my buddy Matt, he said, this is where we stopped stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And I was like, what? But then I thought about it, right? Then I thought about it. You know, there are so many things that I have had in my life where I wasn't supposed to, but I've justified doing it anyway, right? Nobody will know. Nobody will see. Who cares? They won't miss it, yada, 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 right? And that, to me, is the lack of an ability to find humility, right? And when my buddy Matt said, this is when we stopped stealing the Wawa sugar packets, I'm like, okay, I hear the word stealing, right? And I'm not a thief. I have stolen, right? I have shoplifted, but it wasn't my career. It wasn't my thing. I had to make some amends. I had to recognize it, notice it, see that I'm capable of it, right? It wasn't a huge thing I was going through at the time or have gone through, but I've done it, right? But I would have cleared that up in that sixth step, right? Trying to figure out these character defects, right? Trying to remove them from my life. So to be in the seventh step and now I'm still addressing stealing, I'm like, I don't get it, right? But the problem is I'm stealing something that's free, right? Stealing the Wawa sugar packets. Now, if you don't know what Wawa is a gas station that is in our area. It's just like every area, whether it's an Allsup's, a Circle K, a 7-Eleven, a Wawa, a Royal Farms, whatever it is that, you know, you may go to in the mornings to get your coffee. You know, most of them usually provide a coffee bar, right, with sugar and creamers and all these things for you to, you know, fix up your coffee, right, and then go on your way. Not for you to put them all in your pocket. And I actually used to do that, which makes me a thief, right? That's stealing. But it's like, but the part of my head is like, but it's free, right? It's right here. It's for free for the taking. And I used to say, well, maybe I'll need to add a sugar later, right? Maybe it isn't sweet enough and I'll have to, you know, maybe add a couple later. And so I would justify it. But the reality is that I didn't have any humility to talk myself through the crime, right? And the crime is I was stealing the free Wawa sugar packets. And so, listen, I think it's a test of where we are. Like if I'm going to say, you know, it's free, who cares? No one will know. I'm still not quite there. Right, I'm still not ready to have a relationship with God. That's my personal opinion, right? You can put your head down and you can bow and you can talk under your breath and have this whatever relationship you want to have with a God of your understanding. But if I cannot find the humility to recognize when I'm starting to steal, right, then I do not understand what a relationship with God is, right? And this, to me, was really the beginning of understanding what a relationship with a higher power was, right? It's the ability to have humility, and it's the ability to look past what self wants, right? Because self, up until this point, has been running the show. Self is what's gotten me here, right? Self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility, which is a self-centered person who doesn't have any God in their life, right? And so this would be the beginning. And so over the years, because, you know, Matt's been dead 9 years now, I think. And there was a time I used to think that when he said that, he was talking about the sixth step. And then I realized it was always about the seventh step. And then I realized it was always about the ability to have the humility to recognize that I was doing the wrong thing, even though no one knew and it almost seemed okay, right? Shortcomings. Are they the beginning? I've shared this before. I talked to a guy. I said, what are shortcomings? He's like, he felt like they were the beginning of a character defect. But I still think they're the end of a character defect, right? If you're a thief, right, and you aren't thieving anymore, you're not stealing, but you're still taking the Wawa sugar packets, you just got a little bit more to clean up, right? It's always just that little bit more. And, you know, it's a willingness, right? You got to be willing to really dig in. And so that to me is because it's usually that last 5% that we justify as okay, right? And it's having the humility to say, even that 5% is important that I clean up, right? Because I've said this before, I don't know how I can explain it any better, but the relationship today that I have with God is a place of peace, right? Free of fear. Like right now, as I sit in this my studio on this microphone, I have no fear, right? I'm not doing anything out of character, right? I'm just chatting, right? But if I was to do something out of character, you know, and the only thing that can disrupt this peace and this place of fear or free of fear is a character defect or a shortcoming, right? You know, I'd hate to be the guy that filled my pockets with sugar packets at Wawa and started to walk out the door and then have the guy at the counter go, hey, are your pockets full of sugar packets, right? Oh, shit. Like, probably never happened. Never will happen. But if it did, oh, my God, right? I don't want that to happen. And that's just a small example of many things that happen in my life, right? I don't run through red lights. I try not to lie. I try, you know, I do all the things that I can because I don't want to get caught, right? I don't want to, because when it does happen, you go, God damn, I knew better. Why did I even do that? Right? They put three new stop signs up here down the street. You know, driving over here this morning, not a soul around, right? Olden days, I'd be like, why do I just run it? Run the sign. No one cares. They're new. If someone saw, you could say, I didn't realize, right? You could come up with 100 lies, right? But those are all opportunities to let go of the hand of God, right? Those are all opportunities to allow fear into my life. And when I'm living in a place of fear, I'm not having a relationship with the higher power, right? And so I have to be aware of it, right? I have to have the humility to say, let's just stop, right? We don't need that stress. We don't need have fear in my life today. And so we stop, right? And that's just a silly example. It's all I can think of. But it's hundreds of things that go on in our day, right? You know, pick one, right? And so it's just preventing those character defects and those shortcomings slipping back in our lives and creating fear. And man, when they do, we recognize it, right? And then we get to use that 10th step and we can say, hey, shortcoming slipped back in, or a character defect slipped back in. I got to make an amends. I apologize, you know, and I we don't do it again, right? Because as soon as, especially when you get into recovery and you're doing well and you're living a life of peace and free of fear, and one little thing comes in, it just does not set well. It's like a little freaking rock in your shoe. This little freaking rock is going to stop the whole train because I can't stop stepping on it. I hate it. And you know, that's to me how, you know, when we start letting these shortcomings back in, right? And maybe he is right. Maybe if I did let a shortcoming in, right? Maybe if I did run the stop sign or because somebody would knew, maybe that would be the beginning of creating new bad behavior or new character defects. I don't know. But they're definitely on the edges, right? It's definitely, and you know, when I stopped stealing the Wawa sugar packets, I could understand it, right? Because to me, I wouldn't consider that stealing. But I still have to make a decision. I still have to find the humility to recognize that it's not good for me. It's not good for me today, and it's not good for my future. And nobody wants that. So great step. So much work has to go into my program to get to this point in my life. And it's a choice, right? I have to choose how happy I want to be. I don't particularly like not holding the hand of God, right? I don't particularly like living in a cesspool of character defects. It's awful. And I still struggle, you know. My attitude can be bad. At work, my first thought is never always great. You know, I have these things I still want to get better at. And when they do happen, it really disrupts me, and I don't like that. And so, but, you know, it's continuing to do work, right? The seventh step is, you know, you got to do the first three, right? And then you got 4 and 5, and then you got to get into 6, and then we get to 7. And so take your time, but it is an amazing step. And do you steal Wawa sugar packets, right? Have you worked on your character defects? Are you still falling short in a few of them? You know, And how much does it disrupt your holding the hand of God? How much is it breaking up this relationship, this newfound relationship that I have that I never have ever had, right? I have zero expectations, and it's greater than ever I could have expected. And so that's pretty cool. All right, let me do a daily reflections, and then I'm going to get out of here. I am feeling a little bit better. As weird as it is, it doesn't sound like it, but I'm not running out of breath again, so that's nice. Active, not passive, March 24th. Man is supposed to think and act. He wasn't made in God's image to be an automation, as Bill sees it, page 55. Before I joined AA, I often did not think and reacted to people and situations. When not reacting, I acted in a mechanical fashion. After joining AA, I started seeking daily guidance from a power greater than myself and learning to listen for that guidance. Then I began to make decisions and act on them rather than react to them. The results have been constructive. I no longer allow others to make decisions for me and then criticize me for it. Today and every day, with a heart full of gratitude and a desire for God's will to be done through me, my life is worth sharing, especially with my fellow alcoholics. Above all, if I do not make a religion out of anything, even AA, then I can be an open channel for God's expression. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're, I always believe if you're a good example, I think other people can be inspired by that, right? Everybody's situation is different. It's hard for me to be an open channel. I mean, I just try to live a good life, right? I try to live a life free of a lot of fear and bullshit. And in turn, I think that that is what keeps me in a relationship with the higher power. But, you know, that's my journey. It's hard to explain it, and it's hard to tell somebody, because everybody's on their own path. And, you know, I have to recognize that. So anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. Seven step, pretty awesome. You know, take a look at your shortcomings if you have any, right? Later.
Often last too long. When they calm down, nothing ever feels the same. Sheltered under the morning dream, waiting for the passing rain. Clouds keep moving to uncover the sea. Stars above us chasing the day away to find the stories that we sometimes need. Listen close enough. All else fades away. And it was just another night, with the sunset and the moonrise not so far behind, to give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars. Listen to all the translations of the stories across the sky. We drew our own constellations.